Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night, April the 22nd, 2022. 4:22:22, 12 minutes past the hour, 65 degrees. Mostly cloudy skies here in Marion on the verge of a very, very nice weekend. Joined in studio tonight by Angie Evers. Angie, how are you?
Well, it's allergy season.
You know it is, and I think I'm going to get an allergy test done. I thought I had allergies last year. Now, if I do have them, they're not kicking up as bad this year. But I had an incident last night that I'm not going to tell on the air because it's disgusting that makes me think that I might have some kind of allergy issue going on.
Well, a lot of people do right now. Unfortunately, in Marion, Dr. Gandhi, he's been the allergist for, like, I don't know, over 30 years probably, and he's retiring.
That's sad.
Very.
Yeah, but I think anybody.
He saved my life.
But I think anybody can poke your back and. I don't think an allergist is like a heart doctor.
Well, I don't know. He saved my life.
I've never heard of an allergist saving somebody's life.
He did. I was severely ill with allergies.
I don't think he would have died, though.
Oh, I think so. I think I was on the verge of death.
Had you seen another allergist?
No.
So he was just the first one.
Yeah, but he saved my life.
But you'll get another allergy doctor.
Well, I'm sure. No, they're not bringing one to Marion.
No, we're not going to have allergies in Marion anymore.
Nope.
We've decided to do away with that.
Yep.
If you have allergies in Marion, too bad.
Too bad.
Suck a peppermint or get some Claritin over the counter, yep. I guess.
Go out of town.
Ay, ay, ay. Well, by the way, I hope you can hear us, because one week we left the microphone on mute, one week we weren't on. I hope you can hear us. If you can, give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind. And then sometimes people say, well, I can't, I can hear you, I can't hear Angie, I can hear Angie, I can't hear you. 740-751-4038. The phone lines are open. 740-751-4038.
What thing are we on over here?
The levels would be moving all the way over to the right. That would indicate noise.
Okay. I think they're moving.
All right. Well, I'm glad people can hear us. 740-751-4038. Well, it's been an interesting week. Oh, and I do have the announcements I want to make here. That coin ministry, I'd call it a coin ministry. I guess it's not really. Laundry ministry will be going on this weekend. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, at the Colonial Coin Laundromats on Bell Fountain Avenue and Main Street. Now, a lady called in earlier, and I'm still confused about this. She said North Main Street. And I said, well, is there another Colonial Coin on Main Street that's not doing it? And she said, no, but there is another laundromat on Main Street.
Right.
And I said, well, but these are the Colonial Coin laundromats. So I don't know what her beef was earlier.
Well, she probably just didn't want people to get confused and go to the other laundromat.
Well, right, but I've said Colonial Coin every time. I don't know how telling what area of the street, what direction the street was would help that. Most people don't know North Main from South Main.
Well, how would you not know North Main from South Main?
Well, because if you're driving north, you think, well, I'm on North Main. But not if you're driving south.
Where does South Main start?
Center.
Center?
Uh-huh.
That makes sense.
But that's going on tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss that. Also tomorrow, it's the big Tony Danza concert, Stories and Standards, 7:30 p.m., Palace Theater. If you want a ticket, 740-383 2101. All right, we're getting a call. Let's bring that headset up here. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the Colonial coin is up there by the chicken place, and the other laundromat on South Main Street is down there across from Rite Aid.
Right, but it's only the Colonial coins that are doing the ministry.
Right, the one on North Main and the one on Bell Fountain Avenue.
So did you understand what the lady was saying earlier on when she called in?
I know that lady. Don't even go there.
Oh, okay, so it was one of those.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hey, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. See, I told you there was something up with that.
Well, I didn't hear what she said, but she probably just didn't want people to get confused.
You just never believe me.
Well, I know how you are.
How am I?
I don't know. I think sometimes you tell stories.
Well, isn't Prospect Street divided into...
Well, no, I don't think you're telling a story about that.
No, but I guess, I mean, isn't Prospect Street divided into two, isn't it...
North Prospect and South Prospect. North Main Street, South Main.
Isn't Bell Fountain?
Bell Fountain is a different direction.
Yeah, but isn't that East Bell Fountain and West Bell Fountain? Doesn't it happen at the tracks?
Oh, I've never heard anybody say East and West Bell Fountain.
Well, I don't know why they wouldn't.
Well, I don't know. I've just never heard that.
Well, tomorrow this is going on. So if you can find the Colonial Coin Laundromats, you got 4 hours to do it. 11 a.m.
So is the palace on East Center or West Center?
West. Main is that separation point. That's going to be a great show tomorrow. And like I said, you know, oh, let's take the call and we'll come back to this. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Bell Fountain turns into 739.
Now, does that happen at the tracks?
I think it happens out towards Dollar General.
So there is no East and West Bell Fountain?
No.
Now, is there more than one laundromat on Bell Fountain?
No, there's just one there with the tracks.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope people go out to this tomorrow. Apparently, you don't even have to bring your own soap.
I know. Sarah told me.
Are you going to go out tomorrow?
No, I've got other things to do.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you called in.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So, here's my take on the Tony Danza show. I hope people go. There are still tickets available. But regardless, they're going to get a great show. And I am not a huge Tony Danza fan. I don't dislike him. I don't want to say that. But it's not like he's somebody who I've followed. But what I have seen of him and learned through talking about this show, he is versatile. I mean, he can sing. He can dance. He can play instruments. He can tell stories. I mean, I think if Marion doesn't show up for this show, that'll say something about the town. I mean, we got, 65,000 people in this county? That a show like that would not sell out, that would be a shame. But, you know, I think that's more on us than him. Because he's selling out wherever else. He's in Philadelphia tonight.
Is he?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, he seems very talented.
And he's got a voice. I mean, most people who do shows like that, who tour around, who are former TV stars, they're not really good singers. He's a good singer. Got a great voice. And can tap dance. I mean, I am so impressed with Tony Danza. I never knew he had this wealth of talent.
Well, you never tried to interview him.
No, because, I can say I'm not a Tony Danza fan prior to this, but I am a Tony Danza fan now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm just not. I mean, I would watch the show. I'm sure it would be entertaining. I mean, I would probably, I don't know, it's something that I probably wouldn't buy tickets to myself, but.
What show would you buy tickets to? Let's get down to the brass tacks of this whole thing.
I would pay to probably watch a Christian concert.
Like who?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
now, why a Christian concert? That's interesting, because most people would say a performer, because they like the way they perform. Like, I've heard people sing on the Christian channel who, when they sing, cats are rattling around in the garbage cans.
Okay, well, that's...
So
I
would not go to that Christian concert.
That's not the music I listen to. Actually, there's a big thing down in Columbus on the 30th that I really, really, really want to go to. But
there's what?
I
zoned out there for a second.
A thing down.
All I heard was the 30th. What'd you say?
A big thing I would like to go to down in Columbus.
Oh, a big thing. What's that?
It's a called Elevation Worship.
Well, why aren't you going?
Well, I don't have anybody to go with.
Well, I'll go.
And be around.
Listen, at this point,
20,000, 50,000 people.
I had a doctor tell me this week, you only die once. That's the kind of doctor advice I'm getting, folks. You only die once. That's what he said to me. I'm not going to say the doctor, but that's what he said to me. You only die once. And I feel bad because I was gone from the show for 5 days. Now, one day was a technical error. Wednesday, I could have done the show. I just could not get things to work out right. Thursday and Friday last week, I knew I wouldn't be here because I was having an issue, a treatment. But Monday and Tuesday, I can't tell what happened.
I don't know why you just don't tell.
Because it reflects badly upon certain people.
Why would it reflect badly upon anybody? I don't understand. I don't
because
understand
it was that. It was something that I was not told that I should have been, and it would not have happened had the information been conveyed properly. And I think it makes people in the medical field look bad if I would tell exactly what happened.
I don't know. I don't get that.
Well, the issue was driven by something that somebody in the medical field did. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Scott, you know you can't say that you only die once because you interviewed people that had near-death experiences.
Well, that's true. Phyllis Diller died 3 times.
Yeah. My mom died. And came back. Right.
Well, yeah, and don't get me wrong, I'm not near death or even close to it. But I was having a conversation with a doctor this week, and it was just I was perfectly fine having the conversation, but the doctor's word of advice was, to be honest with you, I'm not even sure why he said it. It was very shocking when he said it. But he just came out and said, "You only die once." As if that was to take the fear out of death, I think.
That could be taken as live your life, don't worry about it.
I mean, I don't have a fear of death, so I was kind of confused of why he was telling me this. But I don't know. I see him again this week, so I'm actually going to question him on this. Because I this was over the phone, and I really don't understand what he was even trying to do or say. So when I see him this week, I'm going to ask him what in the world he was talking about.
He'll probably tell you, "Don't be afraid to live; just live."
Well, yeah, and I did 5 hours this morning. I feel perfectly fine. If anybody saw me, I think they would see that I'm fine. The only reason I'm staying away from people is the germ issue, which is partially why I was not here on Monday and Tuesday on the air. So you know, it's It's just that's really the only issue going on right now. But I could not figure out about the death. But you're right. I play that Destination Heaven special right now. Bully Busick talks about being on the treadmill and floating over himself, and
I remember a lot of people have died many times. Yep.
I've died on this show many mornings.
Nah.
Like 3 or 5 a week, I die on the air every morning.
You might have went comatose a few times, but I don't think you died. People still well, listen to you.
I'm glad you're out there. Good to hear from you.
All right.
Bye-bye. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. That's my crack medical team. I hear your allergist is retiring.
Yes, that's sad.
In any event, that's why I wasn't here Monday and Tuesday. I had a brief stay someplace other than my house.
But you're doing better.
I wasn't doing bad there. I mean, I was still on my feet and trucking along. But the reason I was there was not, you know, it was different. Let's put it that way. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I'd like to get your Social Security number, and I'll buy a life insurance policy on you.
I know. My doctors are not very comforting folk.
Make myself beneficiary.
You know, I don't know what he meant. I've had this doctor for probably 20 years. I've never heard anything like that from him. It was so strange. And when I see him this week, I'm going to ask him what in the world he was talking about.
You know, Judy called in there, your first caller.
Right.
I thought she was going to say something to you, but I was talking to her earlier, and she said the difference between Miracle Whip and mayonnaise is mayonnaise has eggs in it.
Mayonnaise has, so Hellman's has eggs.
Yeah, she said Miracle Whip doesn't have eggs. Now, I don't know that for sure. That's just what she was saying.
See, this is a whole thing to me, because if you order mayonnaise, they will give you Miracle Whip 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, I prefer the mayonnaise myself. But
yeah, I like mayonnaise on a hot dog, but I prefer Miracle Whip, like on a turkey sandwich or a bologna sandwich, I like Miracle Whip.
Yeah, it's also a little bit cheaper.
This is true. Well, hey, good to hear from you. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038.
I think we need people to call in tonight.
Have you, taking a week off has dried you up?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm never really full of stuff to talk about anyway.
The dogs are here, talk about them.
Oh, well, nothing's new with the dogs.
No, but I like having them here, I haven't seen them for a while.
Yep, you're their favorite. I say you want to go to your best friend's house, and they get excited.
Houston's right up here on your lap, and Puppy, I don't know what she's doing. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I hate to rag on you about this, but I've heard you...
That's a lie right off the bat.
I hate to do that, but twice now I've heard you say this. Hold on for 4 hours. 11 to 2, 3 hours. So not only do you not know your direction, you can't call either.
Well, I bet they'll stay longer, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to call you for your change.
What'd you have for dinner?
I went to Victor's and had a taco salad.
You went to Baker's and
Victor's.
Had a...
Victor's. Oh,
Victor's. Victor's. I can't hear either, by the way. Can't count, can't hear. No directions. I'm a mess. But, see, I am not a huge fan of Victor's. I've been...
What? But then again, hold on. You didn't like the other place that I suggested either, the ice cream place. So, I can't trust your judgment.
Well, I didn't have 6 hours to spare that day to get my food.
Perfection takes time, Scott.
It certainly does at that particular place.
Why would you not like Victor's? Victor's is good.
Yeah, for real.
it's okay, but it's not...
You're just not big on, like, Mexican food.
No, I like Mexican food. I used to have a taco salad for lunch every day from Bert and Ernie's in Richwood.
But Bert and Ernie's doesn't sound like Mexican.
It was Alberto...
Get him, Andy!
Alberto La Ernie.
Yeah, I'm sure that was authentic Mexican food.
Now, what do you call...
From Bert and Ernie's.
Now, wait, what do you call Taco Bell?
Taco Bell?
That's Mexican food.
Not authentic Mexican food.
Well, how do you get authentic Mexican
you
food?
You go to El Camps or Mi Jalapeno.
Oh, well, what makes it authentic? What makes it authentic?
If the guy that cooks the food, he's like, can't speak English.
Right.
Well, that's half the people at McDonald's. Is that Mexican food?
Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-751-4038.
Now, tell me, what all have you eaten from Victor's?
Well, I had one of their thingy-majigs that one night I was there with you.
And that's it?
Well, I ate it. It was okay. It wasn't like, ooh.
Well, you had one thing.
I think they're fine. They're just not up my alley.
Would you eat at the other Mexican restaurants?
I ate at El Camps with you. I like their food. You know what the problem is? I don't like refried beans.
Well, I don't either. I don't ever eat refried beans.
Why are you getting so hostile about this?
Well, because, I mean, you tried one thing.
Well, I'll try another. I don't know.
I like Victor's, and they've always been really nice.
If somebody got me a soft taco from there, I would try it, but I don't want any refried beans on it. And there you go.
I've never had a refried bean on anything there.
Listen, when I go to that place that used to be Smorgasbord, what is it, Mi Jalapeno? Everything I order there, there's some kind of refried beans in it.
How come I never get refried beans?
Well, I don't think you know you're eating it.
Oh, no, I know, I definitely know. I just ate at Mi Jalapeno's on Sunday, and I didn't have a single refried bean.
I don't know. How many times have we ever had Mexican food, ever, on a
Me
Friday
and
night?
You?
Yeah.
On a Friday night?
On a Friday night.
Probably once.
How many times have you ever even suggested a title of a Mexican food place?
Oh, well, I'd eat there anytime.
Well, we can have Mexican. I like tacos.
All right, next Friday, Mexican.
But I like soft tacos. I like salsa. I like cheese. I like taco meat. I like soft tortilla shells. Those are the things I like.
But
tomatoes. Like, I like tomatoes.
I mean, I like House Hunan. I like that Java hibachi place. I like all those things. And you just
I don't think hibachi is...
You don't like any of those things.
That's not true. I like the hibachi thing. I like the bourbon chicken. I just don't like rice.
Yeah, well, all that comes with rice.
You don't have to get it with rice.
Well, no.
But I ate that bourbon chicken with rice that we got, I think, last Halloween. That was okay. I never said it was bad. The reason I don't like to go there is because it's expensive. And I don't, you know, I don't feel comfortable letting somebody else pay for my food if it's a really expensive thing. I'll just go eat at McDonald's.
Well, then why don't you buy it?
Well, because I don't... Usually the person suggesting it pays for it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, don't they?
Not always.
Like if I say, hey, I want to take you out to la-di-da, I mean, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to pay.
Well, I'm going to let you decide wherever we eat from now on.
What other place did you... That you said I wouldn't like? Hibachi and...
House Hunan.
Oh, yeah. Now, that I'm... Well...
I love House Hunan.
I like the lemon chicken, but that's about it.
I like all the
Everything
places.
There is ricey, too.
Well...
740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Andy, did you ever get your steak dinner?
I would That would be a definite no.
She lost the NAA tournament, and I never got anything for that.
Well, that's because you didn't say you wanted anything.
Didn't Scott have a gift or gift card or something for
steak
dinner?
But it's probably expired by now.
No, it doesn't expire.
Well, you know, he can't be around a bunch of people.
No.
That's the reason.
That's right. You only die once.
That's the reason why you haven't got your steak dinner.
Right. Give me till June, like late June, and I'll be out there.
I'd be happy if he even fixed me a steak dinner on the grill. You know, he's got my grill over here at his house.
I could be grilling out every day. If somebody
grills out when you're not there.
Do what?
It's a wonder he don't have you out there doing the grilling.
Right. I like to grill out. Somebody was grilling out in the neighborhood, and I said, man, I would love to grill out. I like to grill out.
Now, have I told somebody they couldn't grill out?
Well, no.
Okay, well.
You know, if Tony Danza would have Alyssa Milano along with him on the show, it would probably help out.
What's that?
Alyssa Milano.
If Tony Danza would have Alyssa Milano with him on the show.
I could not. If you would have said Tony Danza to me 2 months ago, I could have taken it or leaving it. But after talking with him and hearing some of the clips from his show, I have such appreciation for him. I think he is a full-on performer, and there are so few of those. You go to these concerts now, and you get two types of concerts. One, you get somebody who's piping in the music. They're not even singing up there. It's piped in. They're just pretending to sing. Or you get these people who can't sing a lick, but people go because, you know, they're obligated to go. This man is talented, and obviously he's talented. He's on a full-blown tour of North America and doing several weeks in New York City, which is the hardest place to sell tickets. So I'm really impressed with him.
Most actors can sing, though.
Well, I don't know as good as him.
They can't sing.
But to be able to play instruments, like the ukulele, which is not a common instrument to play, and to be able to tap dance professionally well, not just a little soft shoe, and to be able to tell stories, I mean, that, for one person, that's pretty good.
And your favorite instrument, what is that, the kazoo man? Or?
Oh, the kazoo man.
Yeah, that's your favorite instrument.
Yeah, he's right up there.
We haven't visited him recently.
I really didn't care for that. But
you didn't like the kazoo man?
Did.
Man, we had people lining up for Kazoo Man.
Yeah.
Lee, do you think that that's a storytelling right there?
Oh, yeah. He tells stories.
Listen,
that's what makes him good.
I got about 15 hours a week to kill on the air. Sometimes you got to fill.
He's got 5 days off. He don't know what to do now.
I don't know. You know, I'll tell you what. I would have much rather been on the air, but that's one of them things.
Yeah, when the first week came around and you weren't on, I thought, oh, man, he's kicked the bucket.
Well, it only happened once.
So I was glad to hear you there Thursday. I said, well, no, he didn't get kicked the bucket. He was just playing hooky.
Yeah, well, Wednesday was technical, but Monday, and she thinks I can get into this on the air, but I feel badly because if I tell what happened, where I was Monday and Tuesday, it's going to look like medical professionals don't know what they're doing. And I don't want to give that impression.
Well, that's true. Sometimes they don't know what they're doing.
I think it was just an oversight that they did not tell me that this could happen. And it led to a much bigger problem. It wasn't a problem. It led to a much bigger moment than it would have been if I had known what was going on.
Well, at least they have a treatment for you and, you know, a prognosis where you get better.
Oh, and by and large, I feel fine. The only problem is my treatments are so spaced out. There's only one every 21 days, so I only have 6 altogether. It's not like I'm getting a ton of treatments. They're just so spaced out. It's why it's taking so long.
In the last few years, I've just consistently gotten worse and worse and worse.
Yeah. Well, but be optimistic, because I'll tell you, they're coming up with new stuff every day.
Well, they tell me there's nothing they can do.
Well, so, I'm sure there's something they can do.
I went for a therapy out there at the Smith Clinic, and that didn't help. I didn't do anything. It got bigger while I was on therapy.
Well, maybe switch doctors?
Well, but I've read online and stuff, too, that, you know, there's nothing really, you know, no treatment for it, so.
Well, I'll tell you, just when you think there's no hope, there is. I'll tell you, that's the truth. Just when you think there's nothing that can be done, there is something that can be done. These doctors and these scientists are working every day.
Now, a friend of mine, he's passed away now. He just passed away recently. But he said his wife had it, and after 15 years, which I'll never make 15 years, it went away.
Well, see, there you go.
So I'm hoping one of these days I wake up and it just starts going away.
See, that's hope, and that can, and obviously there's a case where it did happen, so just think positive.
I know myself. My right leg used to be my biggest leg, and then all of a sudden it changed, and my left leg is my bigger leg.
Is it that lymphedema?
Yeah.
Yeah, I recently saw a young girl who's going through breast cancer, who I interviewed years ago. She actually had brain cancer years ago, and now she's got breast cancer, and she just finished up her treatments, but she got lymphedema in her arm. I guess breast cancer is very common to get lymphedema, because they take out your lymph nodes to test them, I guess, when they do the surgery. And she's going through it right now. And Kathy Bates, the actress, had breast cancer. And she's still acting, and she's got lymphedema. I think it's just not to let it get you down. And I know that's very difficult. But
well, I have so much trouble with my right leg, too. The hip and the knee. I can't actually have weight on the right leg as long as I can have weight on the left leg. Although my left leg is the biggest leg, it's hard to maneuver that big monkey around. But the right leg is smaller, but it hurts me worse.
You know, I'll tell you, something interesting I learned a long time ago, and this has always stuck in my head. I knew an older guy. He was probably about 80, and he was in very good health. He was still riding horses and all this sort of thing. Very, very good health. And somebody said to him, because he was so active and he was getting older, they said, "Do you fear anything?" And he said, "Well, I kind of fear the shipwreck of old age." And I said, "Well, what's the shipwreck?" And he said, "You know, if I can't get on the horse anymore, if I can't go to the store anymore, if I can't drive myself anymore." So a few years later, that did happen. He ended up living to be 99. And when he got in his 90s, he couldn't get on the horse. He fell off the horse, and they wouldn't let him back on, and they took his license because of his eyesight. And I said, "Well, is life not worth living anymore now? Have you hit the shipwreck of old age?" He said, "You know what? There are a lot of books to read. There's a lot of television to watch. There's a lot of documentaries. There's a lot of music to listen to that I never did because I was doing those other things all my life." And I thought, what a great attitude. And that's how, you know, that's how I've looked at what I'm going through. I have never spent this much time at home in my life, but you know what? I've watched shows that I never would have watched. I've done things on the computer I never would have done. So is it what I would prefer?
TV after a while.
What?
You get tired of watching TV after a while.
You do, but, you know, it's better than being, you know, I think a lot about Anne Frank, who was deaf and blind, and she lived a productive life. Now, how in the world do you live a productive life being deaf and blind? But she was a happy person.
Yeah, I mean, I have my days, you know, where I get down, and then I have days where I try to, where I'm positive, too, but...
Well, stay up, rough. Stay up. We need you out there.
Yep.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
No, it's tough some days. I think for all people, though. What are you looking at? Is there something up there?
Maybe.
What? Okay. Oh, now the dog's licking my head. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. You know, it's a positive attitude is very important. No matter what you're going through, your attitude really does matter. And it's hard sometimes, I know, to stay positive, but you have to. There really is no alternative. What in the world's going on here?
It's okay.
Okay. If we go off the air here momentarily, what is that? Oh, there'll be some bad diagnoses here in a second. 740-751-4038. What?
What? I'm just looking.
Okay. If you have anything to say, give us a buzz. We'd love to talk to you. 740-751-4038. In any event, what's new with you?
With me?
Yeah.
Well, I've been, my daughter has these lambs. So every morning we get up at 5:30 in the morning and go to my mom's house, and I drop her off and she takes care of them, feeds them. Then she gets on the school bus, and so my days are early, early.
You ate at a place last night that's got a questionable cook. I'm not going to say anything about it, but I can't go to that place now.
Well, it was fine.
So you say.
Oh, I didn't get sick.
Well, takes a couple days sometimes.
No, I think if you have food poisoning, you're going to know right away.
Well, I'm not saying food poisoning, but bacteria can grow in your stomach. Won't show up for a few days. 740-751-4038. 49 minutes past the hour. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind.
It has been an experience, though, with these lambs.
What's the most interesting experience?
Well, my daughter tied one to each side of her belt loops. Like, one was on a belt loop on the right side, one was on the belt loop on the left side, and, well, she got knocked down, and then they drug her to the barn.
We got a phone call. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
What's going on with Del Taco, do you know?
No, I see it's almost finished down there, but I haven't heard what's going on with Del Taco. I haven't seen any signage down there or anything.
Okay, well, maybe somebody knows and they'll call in.
Maybe, thank you.
Uh-huh.
No, I see that they're almost finished down there with Del Taco, but I don't know what the situation is. 740-751-4038. What's going on with Del Taco?
They are taking a long time to build it.
Well, I think there's going to be issues with the parking. And there's going to be issues with the drive-thru.
Oh, well, traffic on 95 is horrible.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the multi-talented Italian performers.
That's true.
And pretty good multi-talented person. I didn't realize he could do more than act and sing, play ukulele, dance, a plethora of abilities, isn't he?
Is there anybody of his name recognition that you can think of who can do all that?
I was thinking Sammy Davis Jr. I mean, he's deceased, but that was a man who could do a lot of different things. Mary Tyler Moore did many things. I mean, Carol Burnett, she's got multiple talents. I mean, in the past is Sammy Davis. I mean, he could do everything, and he was hilarious. That's the closest I can think of, you know, with that that plethora of talents. But I wanted to wish a happy posthumous birthday to a guest you've had, a favorite actress of mine, you know, whom I'm referring to. There's a lot on social media about it.
Who's gone? Who's left us?
Yeah, I can give you a little clue. That once I give you the clue, of course, it's a wise guy clue. That should also be a clue in and of itself. But, you know, favorite actress of mine passed away a few years ago, wrote a book, and she was on your show and, you know, made a very famous a famous line that I still giggle about.
Oh, Charlotte Ray.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to talk more about that, but I got to catch my train, so I'm going to have to cut the interview short.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, I... That was reality.
You have to giggle, Scott. That was one of the best lines ever. We'll never know if she was telling the truth.
No.
I have no idea.
No, I knew before the interview, because it was a live interview, and what she was coming on to talk about, she was on the book tour. She had just written her book. And I knew that we were on limited time because she had an appointment to go to before the interview started. But what happened was the book was so interesting because if you knew about the real Charlotte Ray, that's one book people should read. She was antithesis of her character. She was nothing like Mrs. Garrett. And it got so interesting.
She was nice like Mrs. Garrett. I mean, a motherly figure. I mean,
yeah, but she had a bout of...
I mean, not that she wasn't a nice person.
No, not nice, but she had a bout of alcoholism. She did not like playing Mrs. Garrett. She left it after 7 years, and they offered her a lot of money to stay. She didn't want to do it anymore. She felt that the character was too perfect. She didn't like that. She felt that she should have lost her temper, because that's real life, and they never let her do that. She had a son who was mentally handicapped. That had to be in an institution that she couldn't take care of. Her husband ended up being gay, and that was a horrible tragedy of her life. I mean, she had a very, very complicated life, and that's why she was fascinating to talk to.
I'm just thinking Sammy Davis Jr. Being a famous guest on All in the Family, and Charlotte Ray was also, if you remember that program, they were kind of giving a Tupperware party, and Archie was absent, and she was... lack of a better term, kind of doing a bodily function that ladies don't do during Tupperware parties. And
but, you know,
hilarious.
I'll say this about Charlotte.
If you remember that episode, along with Sammy Davis, one of the best All in the Family episodes.
Right, but I'll say this about Charlotte. If you go back in the archives prior to... There are so many things in the first 2 years of this station that are not on the website, like my two interviews with Catherine Hellman, which I was talking about earlier. I think they're in the archive. There are interviews with Charlotte Ray prior to that book interview that are in the archive where she did the whole hour. And I think we played clips from her CD. Her son came on when she died, I think, and did a whole hour with me and said that she liked coming on the show. So I think, you know, those instances, I mean, it really, she was just on a book tour. I knew she was on limited time. It was live. It was just one of those things.
You know what, Scott? I'm not as important as Charlotte. Thanks to you, I missed my train, so I'm going to go ahead and just keep the radio on.
You know, they're all shocked that you don't know Love Potion Number 9.
Yeah, I only know a few bars of that song. I mean, I'm familiar with it, but it's not one that I really would just belt into tune on, so I'm sorry to disappoint you.
No problem.
But, you know, I'm really happy with the FTMM being shot down. I can ride the train and show my lovely bare face, so I'm happy about that with respect to trains. Since I missed mine, thanks to you, had to be. I guess Charlotte was a little more aggressive about it.
All right, thanks for calling.
No, boy, at least giggle a bit. I know you never giggle too much, but you got to admit that was a timely line, and a lot of stuff from her. The girls that were on The Facts of Life is on social media today, and great actress, sorely missed. And jokes aside about missing a train, I did enjoy the interview with her on your show.
Go back and listen to the first one. The first one was very good, from, 2015.
I'll ask the webmaster if he can dig it up.
All
right. Okay, we'll see you later.
Bye-bye. All right. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. Any information on Del Taco, 56 minutes past the hour?
I haven't heard anything about it.
You don't like Charlotte Ray.
Well, why wouldn't I like Charlotte Ray?
I don't know. We watched Facts of Life one time, and I got the impression you didn't care for the woman.
Well, I liked Facts of Life. I don't know why you think I wouldn't like her.
I enjoyed her. She was a very nice woman. But boy, what a life. Gee whiz. When I read her book, I thought, holy mackerel. This is nothing like the woman on television.
She wanted to be more like herself and not a...
She didn't like that character because she felt that they made her perfect. And she said that's not reality. That they should have let her lose her temper more on the show and be frustrated. And they wouldn't let her do that. And she said kids would come up to her after a while because the show was popular. And everybody wanted a mother like Mrs. Garrett. And she would say, but she's not real. That's mothers lose their temper.
That's very true.
And at the end of 7 years, they went on 2 more years. And that was her show. She was the star. They created that show for her. And she would not do the last 2 years. And they backed up the money truck trying to get her to stay. And she would not do it. She said, I think in the book, that the last year of the show, she would show up and cry. She did not want to be there anymore.
Yeah, that's sad.
She said she just got tired of it. It's hard for people to understand that, because it really is. That's why I always say there is a time to leave. As much as you like doing something and you look back on it fondly, at some point you just, even though it looks like you're having a great time, there comes a point. There's a beginning and an end to everything.
With everything, right.
I'm still surprised the Historical Society doesn't want the Geraldo Journal.
Did you ask them?
No, but I made it known that it was available. And I could give them a copy of the Geraldo interview that they could put there with that. And I really feel it's high time I've got my own section in the Historical Society.
Well, I think you have enough stuff.
Oh, I'd give it to them. They could have it.
Yeah.
I could give them my sparkly coat and my copies of interviews and the Geraldo Journal.
So you don't want to give that to them now?
Well, if they want it, they can have it. As long as I get a display. They need a broadcasting display. I mean, I'm kidding about myself here, but they really do need a display of the broadcasting of Marion. That's unfortunate that they don't. It's been here for 82 years now, broadcasting in Marion. 82? Yeah, 82. And they don't have a display featuring some of these people who did such amazing things. I think that's a horrible oversight. And I love the Historical Society, but why they don't, I don't understand that. When you have the broadcasting roots that we have in Marion, I don't understand it.
Well, maybe someday they will.
Hopefully. Well, we're going to take a 15-minute timeout. We're going to come back with much more. If you know anything about Del Taco, give us a buzz. It's a beautiful Friday night out there. Back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare switch that dial.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk.
When we're joined, this is great pride and privilege, for the first time by Joy Behar. You told a story on The Tonight Show after you left The View with Jay Leno that Barbara had threatened to fire you at one point.
No, she did fire me. She didn't threaten to fire me.
She fired you.
Yeah, she told me she was not renewing my contract. You know, I spilled the beans inadvertently about Rosie O'Donnell coming on the show to the press, and Barbara was about to announce it on the Emmys, and she had a fit. And she was furious with me.